Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Praise God, dear heart. Thank you for joining me again today on the call-in deliverance session. I'm your host, Evangelist King. Now remember, I come on live every Wednesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is my weekly session. And you can call 724-444-7444, enter call ID 139732. Now I also started having weekend sessions. And the weekend session, I host that show on my Blog Talk Radio show. And the best thing for you to do is go and follow me so you can stay updated on the schedule, the new episode, and the updates. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/thechildrensmic. Now, the first weekend session will be held this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then you can call 516-531-9552. But again, dear heart, it's best that you follow me so you can stay updated in reference to the schedule for the weekend session, because it will vary from Saturday. Maybe sometime I may have it on a Saturday or a Sunday, and the time is going to be different. So if you go ahead and follow me, then you can stay updated, because Blog Talk Radio will always send you an email to let you know of that upcoming episode. So praise the Lord. Now, I do have callers online. I have Linda. Linda is actually from Kenya, and she's trying to download the app. She called in first before you, Virginia. And she downloaded the app. She said she's giving up. No, she said, I'm not giving up. Praise God. She's trying to download the app, but she's having a problem. So Linda, if you are hearing, okay, I see you on now, Linda. So praise God. So Virginia, I will get to you as soon as I complete Linda's session. She's calling from Nairobi, and it's probably about 9 p.m. there. So I'm going to bring you on the line now, Linda. Praise God, Linda. You came through. Hello? Linda?
Hello, okay.
Amen. You yes, came hi. Through. You got it. Amen.
Hi, Mindy.
Yeah, I never sign in on the desktop. You know, I always call in using the phone, my phone, but I never use the desktop. So that's the reason I couldn't give you specific instructions on how to enter Talk Shoe using the desktop shoe phone. But praise God, you got through. Oh. And plus, it won't be charged. I don't think it'll be charged to you. I believe that's the way they have it set up. But anyway, but Linda, how did you find out about me?
On YouTube. I was going through some stuff, and then I went on YouTube and I just saw the prayer. And I started, and I put on my earphones, and I started praying with you. After a while, in the middle of the prayer, I started vomiting. Amen. I started puking from my stomach. It was like coming from my private parts, going out, mm-hmm. and it was a bitter vomit, yeah.
The Lord was purging you. His Holy Ghost fire was purging you as you received by faith that deliverance, because that audio was a point of contact. It was just like me being there, putting my hands on you. That's the way that you receive. And by doing that, Holy Ghost fire start driving and moving things out of your body. So because of that experience, Linda, that shows me that there is some type of family idolatry and witchcraft that is in your lineage. And also now you also is being tormented by a spirit that is calling itself to be your husband. So have you been having sex in the dreams, or any man been coming to you in the dream, or any person been coming to you in the dream wanting to have sex with you? Have that been happening to you?
Yes, a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that yes. is because, Linda. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
I'm saying I got saved last year, August. And after I got saved that night, something came and just pinched me from my legs.
Mm-hmm.
It was really painful.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was really stressed up. I had tried to commit suicide several times. And one day when I was just sleeping on my stomach, I saw like a vision. I saw a shadow laying on top of me.
Mm.
And that's when I figured out things were not going okay with me and my family.
Mm-hmm. That was that spirit husband, that spirit lover. And that thing was espoused or into you through a molestation when you was a little girl. Have the Holy Spirit brought that remembrance back to your mind of a molestation where you was introduced to sex before your time? You care to share that with us?
Yes. I've been thinking about things like from back then, and I remember some time back when I was a child, about I think I was really a child, like 5 years, and I think some boys took me to a room and they did something I can't really. Like God has been trying to bring that to my head to remember, and then I've been raped a couple of times. I lived a really bad lifestyle too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. That molestation took place when those boys, when you was at the age of 5, they took you in that back room. They too were molested. That's why they ended up molesting not only you, but also other little girls and little boys too that they molested. But that's when this spirit claimed itself to be your lover. And that's who it is that you saw, that dark spirit getting on top of you. And that's who it is that is hindering your progress and your destiny in Christ Jesus. You know, God wants us to serve him with all our heart. He's not going to share us with no demon. He don't just want our spirit. He wants our body, our mind, and our will, and our emotions. Because as he once told me, I have some of you, but I don't have all of you. His desire is to have all of us. Now, I'm looking at my screen, and I think me and Linda have been disconnected. So hopefully she will call back. But for those of you who are still online, just continue to be patient. I'm going to give Linda a few more seconds to reconnect. Because I know that, see, what you don't realize, dear heart, these spirit lovers do not want you free. So sometimes they will take and interfere with the phone lines. So those of you, I have Virginia, I have North Dakota, and I have a non-member on. I want you to join your faith to my faith, and that we bind the spirit that is interfering with this call. So right where you are, I need you to pray and bind in the name of Jesus the spirit that is hindering Linda in this telephone conversation, because that's what was that disconnected us. And I know she's still trying to call, but the connection is not going through. So continue to pray and agree, you know, that the Lord will bind that spirit. And in Jesus' name, I come against you, hindering devil. You take your hands off the phone line. Holy Ghost fire, burn in the phone line, burn in the internet connection, burn all illegal hands that have deviled itself into your affairs, Father. Burn by your mighty fire in Jesus' mighty name. Because, dear heart, what you don't realize, there are demons that are assigned to the internet. And anytime the word of God, it goes forth throughout the internet, especially when you're using telecommunication, those demons will hinder that call. And then it will cause the person to give up. So, well, I done tried and tried, so I'm not going to try anymore. And that's what this spirit wants. But you know, so I'm gonna click on non-member, and I don't think this is Linda, but I'm gonna check and see. Okay, not non-member. I'm gonna put you back on hold because Linda just signed back on. Okay, Linda. Linda? Okay, you on now?
Hello, hi.
Okay. Praise God. We got disconnected.
Yes, my airtime got finished.
But anyway, but I'm not gonna keep you long because of the distance. And I'm going to go ahead and speak that disconnection. God can set you free. But the Lord wanted you to know, Linda, when you were espoused to that spirit, it was through and by that childhood molestation because of your family lineage of idolatry and witchcraft. They had rejected God. And by them rejecting God, they did not have a covering. So therefore, you as a little child, you did not have a spiritual covering because your parents did not have a spiritual covering. So therefore, when the spirit saw you, it had legal right to choose you for itself. But God is going to disconnect you because you have repented for your sins. You gave your life to Jesus last year, but you've never been disconnected in the spirit realm. And that spirit had never been confronted and commanded to get out of God's house. See, thieves got to be confronted by the arresting officer and command to get out. And the arresting officer is the one who binds the thief and snatch that thief out. And that's what the Lord is going to do for you today. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for giving me your grace and mercy and ministering your grace and mercy to your daughter, Lena. I thank you, Father, because now, Father, it's her time to shine. It's her time, Father, for that your destiny be fulfilled in her life, Lord, because every plan, purpose, and idea you have for her, Father, it shall come to pass. And I thank you, Father, for cleaning your house this day for true worshiping, Father. I thank you, Father, for binding every thief, every squatter that's in her mind, will, emotion, and body. I thank you, Father, for snatching them out of her, Father. And Father, I thank you for keeping her and giving her more of a revelation of who she is in you, who you are in her, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And I just praise you and thank you for being with us, because you said where there are two or three of us gathering your son's name, you are here with us. And whatever we bind and loose on this earth, Father, you the one in heaven who will be binding and loosing. So I come against you, spirit husband, and I command you to pack your load, and you get out. Get out of God's house. Get out of her mind, her will, her emotion, and get out of her body. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Burn, Holy Spirit. Burn in her mind. Burn in her will. Burn in her emotion. And burn in her body. Burn in her belly. All manner of snakes and eggs that's lurking and hiding in her belly. Burn. Burn all manner of darkness that's lurking and hiding in her will, in her emotion, in her body. Burn, Holy Spirit. Burn. Ransack her house. Ransack the house. Burn, Holy Spirit. Don't leave no area, no compartment, untouched. Chill out, joy. Get out. Holy Ghost fire. Burn that illegal covenant. Doctrine of witchcraft. Burn, Holy Spirit. Burn the blood of Jesus detaches her from you. The blood of Jesus detaches her from every relationship that he did not attach her to. The blood of Jesus detaches her. The blood of Jesus destroys that covenant. The blood of Jesus destroys that contract, known and unknown to her. The blood of Jesus forgiving her. The blood of Jesus forgiving her ancestors. The blood of Jesus washed her, purify her, sanctify her, ransom her, purchase her, bought her with his blood. The blood of Jesus set her free. Holy Ghost fire continue to burn. Burn, Holy Spirit. Burn all manner of doors. Everything in her that's not moving, talking, walking, acting, or sounding like you, Holy Spirit. Burn by your fire. Burn, Holy Spirit. Ransack her house. Ransack, Holy Spirit. Ransack. Continue to burn. Continue to burn. Search and destroy. Search and destroy all manner of doors of evil, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, send your angels. Dispatch your angels in the spirit realm, Father, and gather every spirit that's not of you, Father, and send them where you desire to send them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Linda, in Jesus' mighty name, be free in your mind, be free in your will, be free in your emotion, and be free in your body to serve the Lord thy God in spirit and in truth. Be free in Jesus' mighty name. Be free. Father, now I ask you to fill Linda with your spirit. Fill her mind, fill her will, fill her emotion with your spirit, Father. Don't leave no area void, no space void, Father, but fill her with your spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I pray for Linda's home, for Linda's house. Holy Ghost, fight, search, and destroy. Go in every room, Holy Spirit. Search and destroy all manner of darkness that's lurking and hiding in every room, in every crack, in every crevice. Go under the bed, over the bed, around the bed, even go under the couch. Burn, Holy Spirit, all manner of darkness that's lurking and hiding in the house. Burn by your fire. Go outside the house, Holy Spirit. Burn around the house, over the house, under the house, even under the ground. All manner of objects that have been planted underground. Burn, Holy Spirit. Burn by your fire. Burn everything that the enemy hands have been placed upon. Burn by your fire, Holy Ghost. Purge her belongings, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Purify her house, Father, with your presence, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for setting this captive totally free to worship you, to serve you, to honor you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Linda, you are free. Thank you, Jesus, who the Son of Man have set free is truly free indeed, and you are free. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. It's done, Linda, in Jesus' name. You are free. You just praise him and worship and exalt him. Magnify his holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You refuse to allow us to stay as is. You don't want anything to hinder our communication, our relationship with you, Father. And we thank you for your grace and love and mercy, Father. Continue to fill her with your wisdom, Father. Thank you, Lord, for keeping her until that day of redemption, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Linda, amen. Yeah. It's done. You are totally, you're totally free. You are divorced. Lord, spiritually divorce you from that spirit. That spirit no longer, they don't live in you no more, Sister Linda. They're not living in your mind, your will, your emotion, nor your body. They are not there. They are gone. And it's just by his loving grace and his loving mercy. Praise his holy name. So, Sister Linda, what was you experiencing as I was praying? Now, I heard all kinds of commotions, but I want to hear from your mouth what you were experiencing.
Yes, sorry.
Hello? I said, now I heard all kinds of commotion, but I want to hear from your mouth, what was you experiencing? What was you going through, or what was you experiencing?
Someone else was speaking from inside me. Hello?
I'm here. I didn't quite hear you.
Okay. What was the question again, sorry?
I cannot hear you real clear. Speak up louder.
Please say the question again.
I said, what was you experiencing as I was praying?
Like someone was talking. I didn't feel like I was vomiting, and someone had cleaned on me and didn't want to leave. And then I fell down and I just started to scream.
Mm-hmm. And that's something now. Now you say you fell down, but if I was to go by what I was sensing over the phone, you may have been on the phone, on the floor, falling down, screaming. But the Lord had that demon listening to the fire prayers. And it could not stand the fire prayers. And it had to go. It's just amazing how God does this thing. You know, so I thank God for his grace and mercy. You are totally, totally set free. Now let me give you this word of wisdom, Sister Linda, because we don't want those spirits to return. Now, of course, you know, I never met you before. I never seen you. But I want you to observe your wardrobe, because a lot of women and women of God is careless in the area of the way they dress. They dress according to the spirit that is in them. And that is not the Holy Spirit. They're more focused on the sexiness, their body being sexy. So they're taken by their clothing to display the sexiness of their body. And that is because that spirit snake is in their belly. But that snake is no longer in you. You are totally free now. So I want you to, after I hang up the phone, go to your wardrobe, and the Holy Spirit is going to show you every garment that you need to not wear no more. You need to get rid of it. Don't give it away. You have to throw them away, because spirit snake is attached to those garments. Any garment that you put on and it makes you feel sexy, you just know you sexy. You in the mirror. You just gloating over yourself, admiring yourself, you know, your body sexy. Well, you need to discard those garments, because it wasn't the Holy Spirit who has suggested that you buy such garments. That was spirit snake to keep you bound, and other, which are your lookers, bound as well. So this is what you need to do in order to maintain your deliverance. And then from now on, you dress modest. You're a woman of God. You dress modestly. Okay?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. And then, I used to feel like things crawling on my legs. That has gone completely.
Mm-hmm. That was snake. When snake come up and out, it crawl. It crawls all over the body, and you feel like something is crawling you. That was snake. But the Lord deliver you. Those devils are no longer in you. And these are the things that you must do to maintain and keep your deliverance. Now, Sister Linda, you are free. You are free. So don't let no devil come try to convince you that you are not. You know, they may, matter of fact, Lord said, another spirit may show up in your dream. That don't mean that spirit is in you. It's trying to get back in you through your dreams. You have to rebuke it in Jesus' name, wake up, and then thank the Lord for setting you free, and praise and worship him. And don't think about that dream. It's not even worth remembering. It's not worth talking about, because it's not praiseworthy. The Lord told us to only think of those things that are praiseworthy. So praise him, you know, because he love you. Now, who you don't see who's with you, Linda, are angels. There are two angels that are with you always, and you can't see them. And they're not going to show themselves to prove to you that they're there. You must believe by faith that goodness and mercy is always with you. Goodness and mercy are angels. They are always with us, and they protect us. But we must believe they're there. You know, so you just, you, amen. So you share, you go and share what others have done for you. Now, are you attending the church on a regular basis?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, you share.
Yes, every Sunday.
Oh, great. Well, you go and you share what great things God have done for you. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you are in Nairobi, right?
Yes.
And see, I had the privilege in 2008. Yes, I had a privilege in 2008 to visit Nairobi, and I loved it. I love the women. They love God. They love God. And a lot of them, like you, you know, all they just need to be is delivered. Then their worship would be truthfully, and they can worship God spiritually. But they love the Lord. They are prayer warriors, and I'm looking forward to coming back. And I thank God for giving you as a contact, because I am planning on coming back to Nairobi. But I told the Lord, when I go, I want to go and minister to the women, men too, but I want to minister to the women there. So we're going to make sure that we stay in contact. So you go back to my website and send me your phone number, okay? And we'll stay in contact, all right?
Okay. Okay, I will do that.
Amen.
I will do that.
Amen. So you continue to stay blessed in Jesus' name. And don't forget to go to the website and send me your contacts. I'm going to call you so we can fellowship and get to know each other. So when I come, then we can get together, okay? Because you are answer prayer. Because I did ask the Lord to send me somebody specifically from Nairobi. Praise his holy name. Yeah, I did. I really did. I said specifically from Nairobi because that's why I want to go back to Nairobi. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and minister to East Virginia. North Dakota, East Virginia was before you. So I'm going to see if Virginia want a session, then I get with you, North Dakota. If you have to hang up, North Dakota, be sure you call back before I end that session with Virginia. So, London, you continue to stay blessed. You praise the Lord. You worship him because you are totally free. And free in spirit and in truth to worship your Heavenly Father. And you go and you tell, you give that testimony when you go to church on Sunday. You give that testimony how Jesus set you free. Praise his holy name. Amen.
God bless you so much.
You too. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Amen.